Welcome to Hell, and also No Player Connected. We are joined by Trash Mac to discuss Doom 3. That's right, we're going in no particular order. Mac, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I feel cheated. I thought we were here to discuss Super Turbo Turkey Puncher 3, and now we're talking about Doom 3, and all of my notes is just gone out the window.
I'm willingly throwing my notes out the window. Okay, I swear, Super Turbo, whatever, Turkey Puncher 3, that's like a little mini game in this game.
Yeah,
right?
It is, yeah.
I missed it!
What? It's at the start!
I know! Somehow I missed it.
I'm disappointed.
I saw a broken machine event and I was like, I'm pretty sure I get to play that later. And then I shoved my head up my ass. Never saw it again. And I kept thinking in the back of my mind, when can I punch some turkeys?
Wow.
I'm kind of a charlatan and a fraud.
Yeah,
I should not even be here. Yeah, I'll yield the rest of the episode to you.
It's good you had a plan B to talk about Doom 3.
yeah, it's my backup.
Doom 3. That's, this is,
Let's not be too harsh on yet.
Yes. Yeah,
let's just first lay out, Mac, can you tell us, for the people who are, maybe they're not super into Super Turbo Turkey Punch 3,
yeah,
and they're not familiar with the add-on side quest that is Doom 3.
Yeah, the expansion.
What is that? Yeah, the DLC. What is Doom 3?
So, Doom 3 is technically a sci-fi horror first-person shooter. It was released in 2004. It has one expansion, which isn't Super Turbo Turkey Puncher 4. It's Doom 3 Resurrection of Evil, which kind of doesn't tie up the story at the end of Doom 3. It's very open-ended. Doom 3 is a remake of Doom. It's a refresher of the story, the game. It was sort of announced that he wanted to remake it, John Carmack. He wanted to use, you know, next generation technology to revamp the franchise because they just did it with Wolfenstein 3D and it's like, oh yeah, let's do it with Doom. And ID was like, nah, I don't know about that. And then a lot of the team at ID was like, we're making this game or you're firing all of us. And ID caved. They did fire one person though in retaliation, I believe. And as such, Doom 3 was made. Where Doom 3 sits in the series, if it does sit in the series at all, is entirely up to personal opinion and debate. A lot of people say it's an alternate timeline. It happens outside of the space-time continuum. Some people say that maybe it takes place after Doom 2, or it sits here, or it sits there. It doesn't really fit anywhere properly. And it has incredibly mixed opinions on whether or not it is a good game. I know where I land. Oh. Where do you land?
Oh, man. Hold on. We can't just dive right into...
Oh, I'm landing there.
Do yeah. I like the... Well, I had a question about the cosmology thing, like where it lands in the timeline. And then I'll reveal my shocking opinion.
Okay.
On the video game that forced me to either have a flashlight or a gun out. I thought that our little protagonist in this game ended up being the Doom Slayer.
Nope.
No, because, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm. You actually, when you're down in the excavation site,
you see a tablet of the Doom Slayer, don't you?
You don't just see a tablet of the Doom. I should probably also talk about what you're doing in Doom 3. We'll get to that. That's not important. The plot's not important. Who gives a shit? When you're down there, you don't just see the tablets. You see the sarcophagus of the hero.
Oh, shit, yeah. Okay, well.
So that's where some people, they see that and they go, well, maybe, because we think, my opinion, I saw that. I'm like, well, Doom Guy's in there. Why can't we just open it and let Doom Guy deal with all of this? Some people think that, well, maybe they're just transporting him from one dimension to another and he got stuck here for a bit in transit. you know, delayed delivery. Stuff. Because it's not unusual, you see in like Eternal and 2016, mostly in Eternal, but yeah. They do jump to other worlds, you know. So it's not that far out of left field. I don't know what to think of where it sits, if it sits anywhere at all.
Yeah, it stands. It stands alone.
Yeah. And if...
But yeah, what, should we talk about what you're actually doing?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I think, we're like a few minutes in, we should probably talk... Honestly, we're making good time for this podcast. Usually it takes me about 20 minutes to actually say what the fucking game's about. Mac, do you want this one? You seem to notice things way more than me, so I... See, to me, I thought I was just a janitor on a space station, and I wandered around.
You thought you were playing Viscera Cleanup Detail.
Yeah, some weird Viscera Cleanup Detail prequel where I make the mess.
Yeah, you gotta have something to clean up. So you are a space marine, not the space marine, just a space marine that... I think you punched someone or something along the lines and you got sent to the backwaters of Mars. And just as you are arriving, you're like, your boss is like, hey, you're the FNG. Go down. And I don't even remember what he tells you to do. This is how much this game is stuck with me. Go do this thing down here and then come back. And basically, when you're coming back, everything goes to shit. They're mining on Mars. Apparently, the plot of Doom 3 follows kind of what's outlined in the manual of Doom 2 as what happens on Mars. The takeover of hell, because they dug too deep and too greedily and awoken the Hellspawn. There's a professor, a doctor that I don't remember the name of, who looks like he walked straight out of Dr. Evil's school for the gifted.
Oh, is it Betruger?
Yes, Betruger.
Yeah, I remembered him because he's a little bastard the entire time. And so I'd shake my fist in the air and go, Betruger!
Yeah, you don't look at him and you go, oh, that looks like a nice young gentleman who isn't doing anything suspect at all. Oh, what do you mean he's evil? No way! But they were messing with, like, technology. They uncovered the artifacts, messed with the technology they found, made these teleporters, realized they teleport you to hell. And Betruger was like, you know what? I'm here for that. And I attempted to unleash hell, and you are the sole survivor. Well, you're not. You're the sole marine survivor.
You're the only person doing anything worth a damn.
Pretty much. To go down there and just stop his evil plans. Which may or may not work. Who knows?
Yeah, plans and huge quotation marks, too. Because he just, like... Okay, throughout the game, you just hear his voice, like, emanating throughout the facility or whatever. And he just keeps going, kill him! Or, mahahaha, your soul will be mine! Like, he really leans into this whole being evil thing.
Oh, he does. And he keeps saying... things like, you know, you're walking right into my trap and I'm going to turn you into the one of my minions once you get to me. And it's like, well, if you want me to get to you, Trigger, why do you keep throwing demons at me? I'm getting mixed signals. I don't understand what you want from me.
Yeah, and I do want to say, you said he looks like, yeah, he'd be evil. I cannot understate, he's like, if curdled milk was, like, a person, but, like, also definitely evil curdled milk. Like, there's just no way this guy wouldn't have been evil at any point in his life.
Yeah, no, he was born evil, he grew up evil, he, like, had the magnifying glass on ants, you know, went to evil school, graduated with honors. Got a PhD in evil at Evil University. Yeah.
I mean, if you're at evil school, is it better to graduate with honors or to get expelled?
That is a good question. I don't know. I think it depends on the kind of evil you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely like...
He's book smart.
Yeah, he's... I don't know if Betruger would be street smart.
Yeah.
I think he's very by the books. He's mustache twirling, monologuing, leaves you breadcrumbs so that you can follow him.
He put all his evil stats in intelligence instead of wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know what... all he talks about is the legions of hell will invade Earth. Eventually. And then he's like always just out of reach or a voice in the fucking air.
Yeah.
He's a goofball.
Just a little one.
So anyway, hell. I do like how they handle, like, it transitions from the facility is like being overrun with demons to the facility is like merging with hell. Or something weird's going on there. I don't know. I assume it's linked to the kind of the experiments and the technology, because you mentioned the teleportation.
Yes.
And it's like, even if you're not going to hell, you like zip through it whenever you teleport.
Yes.
Which I think that should have raised some red flags a little sooner. My first time teleporting, it was loud as hell. Okay, I gotta be careful with my words here, because loud as hell, okay. It was incredibly loud.
Yes.
It was frustratingly loud when I realized I had to do it more than once. You go through like a little meat tube and then pop up on the other side. And
yeah.
I thought, hey, let's build science around this.
Yeah, I mean, that checks out. That's how Warhammer works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. And Event Horizon.
Lot of power in hell, apparently.
And it's nice for shortcuts.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you shouldn't cut corners, folks. Yeah. Otherwise, hell happens.
I guess if you, like, take a shortcut through somebody's lawn or house or something, things could get messy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's kind of like what's going on. You're just taking a shortcut through Satan's house. And,
yeah.
And then something's like killing you for all eternity. So.
Yeah.
That rules.
Satan doesn't appreciate it.
So, yeah, you're fighting your way through the forces of hell while some evil scientist cackles in the background. Would you say that's a good summary?
I would say that's pretty good, yeah.
All right. Do I give my opinion on the game now?
Sure, I want to hear it.
Oh, man. Oh, this might seem too harsh. My least favorite part of this game was playing it. Everything else I enjoyed quite a bit, actually. But I was repeatedly frustrated while playing this game. I wanted to like it a lot, and I still think I like aspects of it quite a bit, but the actual shooting of the guys, not as awesome as I'd like from a game in the Doom series or with that label. How do you feel?
So, I came to this conclusion very quickly in playing it, and it was just solidified the more that I played it. It's genuinely a good game, but it is not a Doom game.
No! We're in the Dark Souls 2 realm.
That's where I land.
Oh, no. No. It's not... It's a good game. It's just not a good X game.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
You can't do this to me.
I'm doing it.
I wasn't ready for this.
I'm doing it. That's what's it.
No!
Look, there's so many elements of it that frustrate me. Do not get me wrong. If I have to watch him go down another ladder without holding on to anything, I'm gonna punt him through a window.
Wait,
holy
that's
shit.
That's the thing that's...
No, there's so more than that, but that's the first thing that came to mind, because it was the one
what?
That like blatantly annoyed me the most. Like, because it was just so in my face. I don't actually have an issue with the swapping between the torch and the weapon. I get why it is an issue. It's incredibly immersion breaking, and it makes no fucking sense why you're on a high-tech planet, but they haven't been able... They can invent teleportation, but they can't invent weapons with torches on them. I get the frustration. I do. But it does genuinely add to that. The lighting in Doom 3 is beautiful. The sound design is so wonderful. Good. I quite enjoy how the map layout is, and I love the feel of watching random mechanical things that really you can very clearly see don't do a damn thing, but you feel immersed in this, you know. You're in a base on Mars that's mining and experimenting and coming up with really cool shit. Like, I get it, I see it, I feel it. The immersion is broken absolutely with the whole torch thing, but I get the feel that they were going for, the atmosphere that they were trying to build. But then they had to slap Doom on it. And it's like, it makes me think, right? Doom is your kid, right? Your child that you've brought up, and it's made its own name for itself. When you see Doom before 3 came out, you know you're getting like high octane, just fast paced shooting and like demons, and you're just running and gunning, and it's just you're having a great time, right? And
right.
You go, look, I'm sorry, little Doom, little Timmy, little Doom. This isn't what I wanted for you. So I'm going to carve out your own job and path forward. And this is what you're going to do. You're putting aside the fast-paced octane, and you're going to pick up the slow-paced horror. And it's like, you just got to take a step back and go, sometimes you've got to let your kids be what they have become and not deny them the high-octane death that they have become. That's sort of what Doom 3 felt like to me, trying to put Doom into a box that it does not fit in. If they had done any other story with that game, I feel like it would have worked just as well, if not better. But because it has the Doom label on it, and Doom is associated with not slow-paced, crawling jump scares, that's not what you think of when you think of Doom. But they've decided that's what they're going to try and force it into. It's what leaves a bad taste in your mouth and makes people look at it so critically for things that aren't necessarily bad about the game. They're just not Doom.
Now, see, there's a bunch of things that I was like, this is bad. Oh, man. You're right. I think that this game, if it didn't have that label, there'd probably be people who, like if it was some other franchise or its own thing, people would probably be like, oh yeah, this is like a cult classic. This is a hidden gem from whenever. But yeah, it's stuck in this weird halfway point, because there are moments where like they just throw a shitload of enemies at you and you get like that little tingle of like, oh yeah, this is a Doom game. Let me take out a big fuck-off machine gun or plasma rifle, and I zip around. Pew, 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 pew. But then, yeah, there's also, like, I can't see a fucking thing. I'm in a creepy hallway. I'm playing a crane minigame. When I was playing the crane minigame was when I was like, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't seem like I'm playing Doom right now. I'm disposing of radioactive waste safely in a minigame.
Yeah. But would you still feel that way about the Crane minigame if it didn't have the Doom label on it?
Well, see, you're making a really good point. Like, yeah, probably not. I'd just think, oh, I'm a grunt in a sci-fi setting and I'm slogging through some stuff. There's some action, there's some slower pace moments. And so, yeah, I think you're right. Without the Doom label, the criticism kind of lessons. I still have some gripes with the game, but I think you're completely right. If I don't view it through the Doom lens, and I've only played 2016 and Doom Eternal, but like I've seen other people play the earlier Dooms. I kind of get the picture at this point that you're supposed to be blasting through hordes of demons and doing cool shit. And in this game, you're still doing cool shit, but it's like creepy, cool shit sometimes. It's slower. But I still don't know if I would... You're doing that thing. You're convincing me. You're fucked up. We're on the internet. I'm supposed to not change my mind. I'm supposed to argue. I still have some gripes about the game, but if I imagined that this is called Mood 3 instead of some other more successful, popular, violent title.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it maybe a 6 out of 10 instead of like a 4 out of 10.
Mm.
Because I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up. I guess we can just dive right in. One of my big issues is like unavoidable damage in games. I get frustrated when it feels like I didn't have a chance to like use the tools at my disposal to like avoid something. Like, you can make it really hard, and, like, I can shrug and say, oh, like, you got me, like, I need to be quicker next time. But this game has so many, like, you open a door, and there's something immediately flying at you. You would need to know it was coming already to avoid it. Or, haha, we hit a guy in the shadows right next to you, right when you go into this room. And so, I know I'm being a little whiny piss baby, but sometimes it felt like it was a little unfair. They were giving me a swirly, they were giving me a wedgie as I wandered through the hallways, and it just like kept pushing my buttons, where I was like, god damn it, I want to enjoy this game, I want to enjoy the combat. The aim punch was also horrendous. I hated that if a little baby jumped at my leg, my guy would stare at the ceiling. Like, the atmosphere, I think you're right, and we can talk more about the atmosphere later, but, like, the combat, which I thought would be, like, the focus, just felt like a slog almost every time.
Something we should say is that we played the 2004 version. We did not play the BFG edition, because I think that, I don't know, I haven't played the BFG edition, but I don't know what they fix, what they change, if they smooth anything out, if they, you know, because it is a, you know, a remaster or whatever the fuck it is of Doom 3. So we're sort of playing it, oh yeah, that's right, in the BFG edition is when they bring duct tape to Mars.
the alternate timeline.
The alternate timeline of duct tape exists. I don't know if that has skewed in any way the combat or anything like that, but we were playing it as it was given to us, and there are definitely a lot of, the combat is, you don't really get to move a lot as well. You're not as fast, I don't know if fast paced is the right way to say it, but you're not as like snappy or dodgy in your movements when, you know, one of those giant guys with the tentacle arms is coming at you and can hit you from across the room. You don't really get that. You can't just dodge out of the way. You sort of have to take it.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying before. Like, there's just like, all right, I'm going to get hit here, and I better hope I had the health for it.
There was an abundance of health, though. Everywhere.
Yeah, there is. There is. So, like, that's part of it. Is that's why I said I was just being kind of whiny. Like, the game isn't, like, insurmountable. It's not like you're going to hit a brick wall. And they even later on give you a weapon that gives you health when it kills things.
That one-shots bosses.
Okay.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. There were some expectations that were not met.
No.
But it's still like that in my lizard brain. I'm like, this fucking sucks. Like, the tentacle guy that you just brought up. Like, every time I fought one of those, I was like, all right, he's gonna run up and he's gonna hit me with this tentacle arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then my head is gonna spin in a 270 degree range that I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And I better hope that I'm still looking at him so I can shoot him again.
Yep.
I need to calm down. You mentioned the like snap, the movement and stuff. A lot of times, even if you were quick, you're in like a hallway or like a small room or something.
Yep. Which again, I liked. I didn't have an issue with where we were because it made sense. We're on a fucking space base on Mars. Everything should be small and compact and tight corners. But again, you're throwing in Doom hordes in a tight hallway. It sort of takes that fun out of, like, in 2016 or Eternal or the older ones, of that arena-like setting of bouncing from place to place and, you know, just having a grand old time taking out demons. But you're very much train-tracked into facing the horde in a very small space where no matter what you do, you're going to take damage. Because sometimes the hitboxes on these guys is very weird.
I didn't want to say it.
I'll say it. The hitboxes, I had no idea what crack they were smoking when they fucking implemented that.
Oh my god. I tried not to complain about it on stream because I felt like I was whining too much, but like, like sometimes you could get a one-hit KO with the shotgun, and mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I think I got it.
Yeah.
And then I'll shoot something square in the chest, they slap me, my aim goes all fucky, they slap me three more times, and then I finally get them. And then another time, I'll think like, oh, I just shot them in like the armpit, and they go down instantly.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah. I got nothing. I got nothing. The combat leaves a lot to be desired in Doom 3. It's very, and the weapons don't have any solid thwack behind them either. It's not satisfying.
No, I think the only satisfying one is the BFG, and that's because I know it's gonna kill whatever I shoot at.
My game crashed once using the PFG. I charged it up to fire off a full shot at the two spider ladies that you run into when you're down in the excavation, and my game crashed, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
There was two of those ladies?
I was playing on, I don't know if it was a higher difficulty, because there was two of them there, but there was two of them there for me.
I saw at least one, and I was like, all right, fuck that, and I took out the BFG. There's a good chance that there were two, and I just, didn't see one, or I didn't see both at the same time, but yeah, but it crashed your game?
Yeah, it didn't do it the second time, but the first time, I'm like, well, I guess I'm getting off now, and I'm gonna go do something else. I'm not allowed to play Doom 3 anymore today.
The gun's too powerful.
It is.
It took me a little while to realize you can't charge it too much. I charged it up, and then I kept thinking that I was getting hit by an enemy, and that's what was killing me. And then I was like, oh, wait a second, the fucking gun just keeps exploding in my hands, so.
Yeah, that'd do it.
I'm very perceptive. I've been called an empath at times. But yeah, the guns have, they don't make you feel anything.
Nah.
I felt something with the chainsaw.
Nah.
I was like, hey, I don't have to aim a whole lot. I kind of have to aim still, which is kind of stupid, but I was like, oh, this is nice. It's killing some things before they can hurt me, which is the goal.
The masses of chainsaws that were sent to Mars on accident.
Yeah, wait, why is there a fucking chainsaw? There's no trees.
No. Some people think it was brought back because it was in one of the earlier Dooms where it shouldn't be, because there are no trees, why is there a chainsaw? And if you read the PDAs, they mention that something about, all of these chainsaws. And when you go into that room, there are a lot of boxes of chainsaws. They were just sent there on accident.
Due to a recent shipping error, we've received 50,000 chainsaws.
Yep.
But yeah, I tried to get some use out of the chainsaw because it did make me feel something, but then the aim punch thing kicks in, and then I switch to the plasma rifle because it seems to have a nice big hitbox.
But is the worst feeling gun. It feels wet.
The plasma gun?
Yeah, it was my go-to if I needed, the damage, like you said, the nice big hitbox. But using it just felt awful. It just, pew, 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 pew. Fuck off.
That's what I liked about pew, 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 pew. I'm a space marine. Pew, pew. Yeah, I hated the pistol. Yep. I did not like the assault rifle. I thought that thing, it had, no kick. I don't know. The weapons are kind of ass.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of ass. I wasn't even excited to use the rocket launcher.
Nope.
I forgot it was in my inventory a lot of the time. I enjoyed the soul cube, but that's just because it was weird and it killed stuff right away and it gave me health. It did everything I wanted.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of those, again, these are things that wouldn't be as big of an issue if we weren't playing Doom.
Mm-hmm. Because, like we've said, it's a Doom game. It has Doom in big letters on the title. I've got an expectation of what I'm going into, and I'm not getting it. One thing for me that bugged the absolute fuck out of me was I was looking for the secrets, right? That's what you do when you play a quote-unquote boomer shooter, which this is not.
I wasn't going to say it. I know it's not. You've educated me.
Like, I know what I would do in a Doom game. I know what I would. So that's sort of how I started playing it, looking for the secrets. You find the secret, 9 times out of 10, you turn around, everything goes red, and shit jumps out and attacks you. You're more likely to go into a secret and come out more damaged and with less ammunition than when you went into it. I hated that. I hated that so much. It took all of that want to explore. I just wanted to get from point A to point B. I don't want to explore anymore because I know I'm not going to get anything out of it.
This is very much like a curiosity kills the cat type vibe. One of the moments that really emphasized, the moment that solidified how I felt about the game was when I looked at a wall and I thought, huh, that looks a little suspicious, but nothing's happening. I get a little bit closer, wall, falls apart or whatever, demon jumps out. Ah! Okay, I've been jump scared. You got me, Doom. It's like the 57th time you got me.
Mm-hmm.
I see that there's some armor in the section of wall that just fell away. I go to pick it up. A second part of the wall that has now been revealed by the first part falling away, that falls away, and another demon jumps out as I'm getting the armor and hits me again.
Yep.
And I just wondered, how far down the rabbit hole does this go? Am I going to get jump scared by a third demon? Is this wall just going to keep falling apart? It felt like a lot of times it just had... It was like, you like that fucker? I got you. I don't know. It felt smug. Mm. I felt like a very smug bastard was messing with me. It's Betruger. Okay, you know what?
Yep.
They're actually geniuses. They've got me in the perfect headspace.
Yep.
10 out of 10. They got me.
They got you. They got us. It's Betruger all along. He ruined it. Just shoving demons in confined spaces, treating them poorly. How dare he? Only for them to jump out at us and take a shotgun blast to the face. Bad boss.
Terrible boss. But yeah, that's... I also didn't want to explore because if I explored, I was getting punished for it. It was a false wall. Demon.
Mm-hmm. And it's like exploring did sometimes get you weapons earlier. You could get the plasma earlier, you could get the BFG pretty early, but you were reluctant to explore. And it also meant you had to read about 3 different books to find the passcodes. And then with the BFG in particular, the passcode you're given is the wrong one. Unless you read a follow-up email that tells you one number is actually has to be a different number because there was an error in the system.
Wait a second, Mac. What are you talking about? Emails? This is Doom.
Yeah, I know. So you have a PDA that doesn't have a map, mind you, because they don't know how to do that. It's too full of videos and emails to put in a map, even a simple schematic. We can't have those. As you're traversing around Doom 3, you will find video discs and PDAs. Mostly PDAs, if you don't go into the details that they give you, mostly they're just used as a security clearance to get to the next area. Occasionally you have to read the emails or listen to the voice memos that are on these PDAs to find out the codes to get through a door. But also, there are lockers strewn throughout the game that have lock codes on them that you can only get the codes from reading the information in the emails of the PDAs.
It's evil. It's pure evil. So I tried streaming this, and the first night I streamed it, I wasn't reading the PDA emails because I thought it was optional. I thought, come on, guys, this is Doom. I'll read them at the end of the game. I'll have fun. I'll look back fondly. Mm-hmm. What a moron I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no one wants to see me reading emails. I don't want to read emails while I'm fighting demons. I'll do it later. I get stuck. This base already looks kind of samey. There are some areas where you're like, okay, I am not entirely sure if I've been through here before. I have a terrible directional sense. I thought it was on me. Turns out it was still on me, but it was the fact that I didn't read an email.
Yep.
And at that point, I had like 10 different PDAs in my inventory. I don't know where the Marine is stashing them all. But yeah, I had to go through them all until I found the email passcode thing.
He's keeping it in the same place as he keeps the BFG and the rocket launcher and the chain gun. He's got a bag of holding. Or like one of the bags like the Animal Crossing people have that can hold like 15 whale sharks. He's just got one of those. He just tosses the PDAs.
And it's frustrating because once I started reading the emails and the PDAs or the like the little videos and voicemails, I was kind of having fun with it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to do it.
Nah. But again, this goes back to I wouldn't be as angry at it if they didn't slap Doom on the title.
Yes.
It took me a bit to realize that like there even were emails because I knew you could download emails and stuff from terminals. And I'm like, oh shit, that's where the passcodes were. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to the voice memos. Most of what you needed, you found through the voice memos. Plus you could put down the PDA and just listen to it and keep going through the level.
Yeah.
And then I realized, wait, nope, I have to read the fucking emails. And I'm like, I've just missed so much of this. I don't want to, but I liked it. It sits in that I don't mind it too much now looking back on it after playing through it, after reading through the emails, and genuinely, they give all of the people, there's a humanity that it adds to the game and to the people there and to the people that, like, there are some scientists that you meet that are just hiding away. It does give that genuine, like, oh shit, this is big and real and scary. It adds to that atmosphere, that overall world building that the game is trying to do. But then again, you see Doom in big letters on the title and you go, this is no. Why am I reading in a Doom game?
I feel like I'm just gonna agree with you for the next half hour here, but
interesting. Reading the emails, you do find out that one guy, a scientist, got really excited that Quake 43 is coming out. So I don't know if the God. Quake games are now canon in the Doom reboot or whatever the fuck this is. So I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, and you're right with the like humanity thing. Like I thought that I'd read a bunch of these emails and they'd be like caricatures, like cartoonishly inept people, like, oh come on guys, we're on the Mars science base, I'm sure it's all gonna be fucked up and kooky. But instead it's like, hey, like, I heard you got assigned to the mines or the excavation site. I was working there last week. Like, best of luck. Try to ignore the tremors and stuff. I was like, this is a perfectly reasonable, realistic email of a guy reassuring his coworker. Like, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I got sucked in a little bit, and then a demon hit me unavoidably, and it all disintegrated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I liked it. I liked the PDAs and the emails. Just, God, I wish key progression elements were not tucked away in as per my last email.
Yep. It's just, yeah, I don't mind it. Honestly, I don't mind it when you're looking at it from a perspective that this is not a Doom game. If you look at it that this is not a Doom game, it's a perfectly fine game. It's got some combat issues, but I tack the combat onto the Doom title. I feel like those combat issues wouldn't be there if they weren't trying to make it a Doom game at the same time. They would have done something different.
If they took the tentacle arm guy out of the game, I think I would feel...
And the cherubs.
Way better. Are those the...
Yeah, babies. Baby yeah, guys. Yeah, take them
you
out.
You know, I didn't have a huge problem with them until, like, I think it's when you go to hell. And they're, like, really close to you, like, right away.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't really care one way or another. Take them out. Kick out the babies. They're done. Yeah.
That's an issue. A place I had an issue with was hell. Again, because Doom, I'm expecting a nice, you know, big, fleshy, awful, mean, nasty looking hell. You're there for 2.5 minutes. Some fucking rocks move around and you leave. Or you pick up a talking cube and you leave.
Put some respect on the Soul Cube's name.
No.
That's fucked. The Soul Cube rules.
Ah, it's a fucking cop out.
Yeah, it lets me get through the game faster.
I glitched out. That Soul Cube, besides the fact it only takes, I can't remember if it's 3 or 5 charges to charge it up to get a one shot on whatever you throw it at. Plus health. I went into the boss against, I think, what is it, Sarge? Whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went into that fight, and I was a little bit low on it. Well, I thought I'd wait a second to use the Soul Cube, because I needed some health. I went down just as I threw the Soul Cube, right? So I saw the game over, like, the screen was going red. I had negative however many much health I had. But the Soul Cube killed the guy. One shot him. So that means I skipped immediately to the cutscene and, hey presto, I'm fine. I didn't die. I didn't have to redo any of that.
That's cinema.
Yeah.
That's modern games can't capture that kind of epic moment where with your dying breath, you throw the badass epic Soul Cube and it kills him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I had a, not the, like, the me dying part, but I think I shot at him with the BFG once. And I think it may have blown up a demon in the background and gave me the charge that I needed. And I threw the Soul Cube and then, yeah, he just died. And I was like, that's the guy that I'm mm-hmm. supposed to be fighting here? That this is a huge confrontation?
Mm-hmm.
And I killed him in 2 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The Soul Cube rules.
So you either get super easy boss where you just kill them immediately, very, very quickly, or you have to first, I think this was the Guardian of Hell?
The Guardian, yep. You have to kill the flying things.
And then you have to specifically shoot the glowing orb above his body. That one took me a second.
Yeah, the hitboxes are so weird that I wasn't sure. For folks at home, the Guardian's this giant, he's like a quadruped, right? Or like some kind of... They're like T-Rex-esque thing. He's big fuck-off hell monster. And then he births, like, 3 flying spotlight things that fly around and look at you, and you kill those, and then he has to birth more out of, like, a blue portal thing on his back, and you're supposed to shoot the portal thingy, but it's not super obvious that you're supposed to... I thought that the portal was just a portal and I could shoot him.
Same. That was bullshit.
Yeah, and you have to kill him to get the Soul Cube, so you can't just throw the Rubik's Cube at him and have him die in one hit.
Yeah.
Very fucked up.
It's very fucked up. The last boss as well was just like, you just run circles around a giant pit in the ground, charge up the Soul Cube, throw the Soul Cube, run away, wind up the kills, throw the Soul. It was just like, oh my.
How many times did you shoot him with the BFG before you realized you had to use the Soul Cube?
Oh, not once. I knew I was going to lean on the Soul Cube from the start.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew. It wasn't that I knew that was going to one-shot him or kill him or anything like that. Well, I had a feeling it might one-shot him just because I'd done it previously. When it didn't, I was just like, well, I'm just going to keep doing it anyway because it gives me health. And I know it's damaging him. So I'm just gonna keep throwing the Soul Cube at him.
Yeah, see, that was the moment where I was like, all right, like, this kind of feels like Doom. I'm in a big open area. There's a big fucking dude here. Surely this is where I get to cut loose with all my badass weaponry and just unleash it on him.
Nope,
you throw the cube at him.
Yep.
And then, yeah, farm kills on the little demons. And, okay, roll credits.
Yeah, I think the closest... I came to thinking that this was kind of like a Doom game was, again, before you get the Soul Cube, but you're fighting the mancubuses. Yeah,
I forgot they're in this game. Yeah, there's like 4 of them.
Yeah, in a sort of open area in a sewage pit. That was the closest I thought of came to. this is kind of Doom. It's a large area. I'm fighting big enemies. The cherubs, the flying baby wasp, well, mosquitoes. Very annoying, but this is the closest that it came to feeling like a Doom game to me.
Now, did you have any... To try to put a positive spin on it, because there's things to like... Did you have any particular, like, atmosphere things that you enjoyed or specific scares that you thought were good?
I genuinely got spooked. Well, not spooked, felt uncomfortable the further down into the excavation we went. And that was more of a me thing because I have one phobia and that's being underground.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not confined spaces and it's not the dark. It's just that tons and tons and tons and tons of earth is above you and could collapse at any second. So for me, that was very much because it pulled off, for me, at least in my mind, the atmospheric tension well enough that I'm like, I don't like this. I feel very uneasy. And I was very on edge for a lot of that underground stuff or going underground and taking the big lift down even further.
Why do so many video games have that lift?
Because that's how they used to do it.
Yeah, but it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
It's weird.
As someone who's been on a real one in a mining town, one of those old school things that they show as tourist attractions, yeah, I've been on one of those. Yeah, no, they're fucking terrifying in real life for me as well.
Oh, dude, that rules.
Yeah, other places? There were definitely a couple of hallways that were really, like, when you're in the, more in the maintenance level stuff, and it's dark, and you've got the flickering lights, and the sounds, you can hear the demons in the background, or maybe you can't. Maybe you're just hearing the structure itself and the noises that it's making, or you're sort of creeping forward and you can hear the zombie marines before they see you, and you're just watching them move around and hearing their radios just randomly go off. There's definitely a lot of those sort of spots that were very eerie. I think the game was at its best for me when it was deeply atmospheric, when there wasn't any combat, when you were just traversing and just listening to what was going on around you and that sort of stuff.
That's when I was having my most fun, was just, oh man, like either it's an area that I backtrack, like I'm backtracking through so I don't have to worry about demons popping up. Sometimes you do still, or like I've already cleared it out and like you can go through like a server room and like it's just a bunch of computers beeping and booping on their own, and the mysterious fog machine is working in the corner for whatever reason.
Yeah.
As much as I complain about, like, unavoidable, like, hits and stuff or unfair stuff, the fact that the game does put shit in the shadows made those shadows seem a lot more sinister. And, like, oh, I better take out my flashlight really quick and, like, scan the room. There's some points where there's just, not even the zombie marines, but, like, the zombie scientists. And they're almost always, like, in some corner of a room in the shadows, and you might hear their footsteps or them groaning, and it makes it a very, like, sinister environment. Like,
it adds a realism to it as well, because there were a couple of, at least the scientists, a lot of the glowy, a lot of the enemies, they have an element about them that glows, so you can kind of pinpoint them in the darkness, but the scientists don't. And if you do stumble across the scientists before they spot you, I saw one who was still standing at his workstation, just looking at the screens. And it's like that it reminds you that there were normal people here that were just working and going on about their day. And now he's just standing there with half his head missing, looking at the screen. And on the screen, it says, you know, do you want to back up your data? Once you've killed him, you can hit yes. Sometimes the enemies really do work in the game's favor, if you can find them without fighting them.
And I do like that you find survivors throughout the game, too. Some of them are, like, a little silly. I can't remember the name of the guy, but you find him kind of towards the end of the game, and he hands off a PDA to you and says, like, oh, this will help you. And, like, I can't go with. I have to finish my work here.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're, like, shit is going down. Like, we're dying. Everyone's dying here. You can probably leave your work. But there's other survivors that have, like, tucked themselves into, like, very hard-to-reach places. And I think, oh, that kind of makes sense that you're surviving. Like, fuck, I barely got here. And you find skeletons in some tucked away spots, so obviously not all of them are making
Well, you
it
hear
out.
One. You hear, you run into at least two that you hear. I know there's one spot where you hear one in the distance screaming for help, and by the time you get there, yeah, he's being ripped to shreds. And the guy that you're on the monorail with, you leave, you do whatever you have to do, you come back, and his body is just strewn about at the front of the monorail. And there are lots of those little fucking spiders everywhere now.
I love the spiders.
There's two kinds, the ticks and the trites. I think the ticks are smaller. Yep, there are two different kinds of spiders. Yeah.
Really? Every time I saw them, I just went, oh, John Carpenter's the thing! And then I started blasting.
A lot of the enemies are recognizable from previous Doom games that they brought in. They've just had a go at reskinning them, but they are recognizable. And then there are some, like the cherubs, the little babies, the spiders, that are Doom 3 only. But the big telltale ones are there. And I hate Revenants before, I hate Revenants in this game, and I hate Revenants in the future.
What do you mean? You don't... Okay, can you... I thought maybe I was just a bad gamer. Can you shoot the rockets?
Yep.
Or... Okay, you can.
Yep.
Because sometimes it felt like I... You know, it's probably because I was using the plasma rifle. Because when I was using that, it felt like I was hitting them. But when I was using the... Like, the assault rifle or whatever, I felt like I could not hit the rockets to save my life.
Mm.
And I was just going to get rocketed in the face unless I got lucky.
Because they were homing rockets as well.
Yeah, very cool.
So cool. What's your least liked?
You
and already, most liked?
You already know who I hate. Tentacle Man.
Oh yeah, Tentacle Man.
Yeah, he's sprinting towards you. You're not going to be faster than him. You can sometimes just gun him down before he gets to you, but yeah, I never figured out a way to reliably dodge him.
No.
And so it just always was like, yeah, I'm going to get hit.
Who do you
possibly
like then?
Multiple times. The spiders. I thought that they were, like, they're obviously, mechanically speaking, they're not too complicated or crazy, but it's a swarming enemy that if you don't address, they start leaping across the room at you, which is still threatening. And then the aim punch will make it hell to fight them off if there's more than one hitting you. And they're just creepy. They always seem to show up at, like, the most atmospheric,
and listening
time.
To them, you can
yes.
hear them.
The tick. Yeah, their feet on the ground. Yeah, they suck in the best possible way. They also, like, they have really fun moments. Like, I think you look at a computer screen or something, and then one crawls out from behind it.
Yeah.
And, like, that scare. I was like, holy fuck, that was pretty good. And I think there's another moment where one drops down from the ceiling on you.
Yeah.
So I like them mechanically. They're not overly frustrating. They're still a threat. They're satisfying to mow down, and they're scary.
Mm.
What about you?
I hate Revenants. I think, honestly, the zombie scientists, just because, not because they're easy, but because they add that, like I said, that sense of realism, that shambling, like these were people and the places that you can find them. I guess I like them more from a story perspective.
Okay.
Everything else really can go get fucked.
I will say I started to... Actually, I still don't know how I feel about the imps. The hitboxes were so frustrating that...
Mm-hmm.
Like, just when I got to the point where I was like, you know what, I think I have these things figured out and I feel kind of badass, I'd occasionally mess up my shotgun shot and then, like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, they're very frustrating. And I played a little bit of Resurrection of Evil just because I wanted to dip my toes in. It becomes bullshit. The game becomes even more gimmicky.
What?
Because
okay, you gotta tell me.
You're given the artifact straight up. The Marine that you play in this one is like, oh, I'm gonna touch it. Well, you weren't given the order to touch it. You just decided on your own to take off your helmet and touch the artifact. It's an entirely different one. But basically, you suck up the souls of dead bodies to charge it, and you use it to slow down time, to go through things. And then the other gun that you get is basically the gravity gun from Half-Life, and you can grab, basically, if any enemy that shoots a projectile at you, you can grab the projectile in midair and hurl it back at them.
Sounds badass. I'm sure there's no problems with this at all, and the expansion is good.
Yeah.
I was tempted to, like, okay, I don't know if I was if tempted is the right word. I was curious. I was curious about it because, spoiler alert, almost an hour. Oh, we're definitely an hour into this episode.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, an hour into this episode, you see, like, Betruger has turned into a, like, gargoyle thing. Like, his face is inside the mouth of a gargoyle.
He turned into an alien. An alien gargoyle.
Yeah, and, it, like, he's not being eaten. He's, like, part of the thing. And I was like, was that your plan? Was to turn into a fucking weird monster thing and just live in hell now? Like, you don't seem super powerful or crazy, so I was wondering what's gonna happen in the,
expansion. You grab the artifact, you take it to the lady. The lady who is sort of the doctor in charge of this one, she's mentioned in the base game, as in she was the person who sent the UAC in all of their goodness and glory that can never do no wrong to check on the Mars base and what was happening and all these reports of people just quit up and leaving and quitting and like, what's going on? She's the one that sent them there. She sort of is the main lead who you're taking orders from in Resurrection of Evil. And basically you take the artifacts from her to her and she goes, oh shit, this is the heart of hell. We need to destroy this to stop the invasion. Go back to hell. So you go back down through kind of the same path, I think, I don't know, that you took in the first game, but the place is a lot more overrun by hell. So you're probably seeing a lot of the same areas, but they're a lot more hellish. Back into hell, you fight Betruger. You take the heart, you shove it down his throat, everything explodes, and it leaves on a very, like, there's like a, I think you hear a voice, like everything goes black and you hear a voice telling you to wake up, and it's very much like, so, did you survive? Did you both die? Was she actually the baddie all along and you just did progress their plan? It's left very open-ended. Apparently there are books. I don't know the plot of the books. Apparently there was supposed to be a third book. I think there's maybe two. There was supposed to be a third that tells you what happened, what the plot was. That got cancelled, so now we'll never know.
So you're telling me I have something to put in book club for our choices next time I'm picked?
Yeah, Doom 3 books. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to our book club. Join it.
Yeah, it's great.
Dear listener, it's pretty badass. Well, shit, I ripped Betruger.
Yeah.
He died as he lived, in hell.
Evilly.
evil man. Freakish. Dude, everyone in this game looks scary, though. One of the... That guy that I,
Everyone's bald.
Yeah. Well, bald is beautiful. There's some lovely
bald people
out there.
There's nothing wrong with that, but everyone on Mars, it seems to be a Marine. You've got to be bald, unless you're in a cutscene. You're allowed to have hair then. But yeah. They all very much look very cut and paste.
I opened a door. There's a sliding door, and it was one of the scientists that is, like, still around. And it was, like, a top five jump scare in this game for me. Like... It was, like, creepy spider crawling out from the computer, a demon busting out of the second fall-away wall, and then scientist guy saying hi to me. I almost fucking blew his head off if the game allowed me to, but I think it stopped me.
Yeah.
Scared the absolute shit out of me. So, I think maybe we're being a little too hard on Betruger. Maybe this is a timeline where everyone is just, they look like that.
Well, yeah, maybe what gives it away from Betruger specifically is the fact that he's missing an eye.
And his teeth look really sharp. Or yeah. Like one of them. There's something about his smile.
Yeah, I reckon it's the eye. It's that evil fogged over eye that he's got.
Do you think, like, the scares are earned? I know we talked about, like, the atmosphere is pretty good, but, like, I did feel like during this game, a lot of time it was just, like, loud noise!
Yeah.
Did we get you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doom 3, you got me. The loud noise scared me. Or startled me.
Yeah, a lot of them, 90% of them are jump scares, which is very unfortunate. If the scare is, like... also atmospheric, then I think they're very well done. Like a couple of the ones I mentioned, you go into a hallway and suddenly everything goes red and you can sort of, the music changes slightly and the sounds change slightly and it puts you on edge and then they jump out like that. I'm a bit more like, oh, yeah, all right, I'm here for it. or the when you go into one of the bathrooms and you look in the mirror and you get jump scared because everything turns red in the mirror and zombies behind you and shit like
that. See, that was another thing that I remembered seeing back in the day. Yeah, let me just get out my cane and my walker. back when G4 TV was on the air, I think I remember seeing that on my black and white television. And so there was like this, again, just like Turkey Puncher Turbo 3000 or whatever the fuck. I was like, one of these mirrors is supposed to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And again, I just missed it, but...
It's like the first one.
Yeah, mirrors creep me out, so I was also kind of like, phew, like, kind of glad I didn't see it, but...
Yeah, I think it only happens the once. There are a couple of very good scares, but the bulk of them are just jump scares and loud noises, and it's like, fuck off.
I hope when we get the Doom 3 remake, like the Dead Space remake, they listen to this episode and they...
So when they remake the BFG edition.
Yes. Because there's something good here. There's a lot good here. Mm-hmm. It's just buried under an unfortunate name and jump scares, terrible hitboxes, tentacle guy, which some people are going to be into. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no judgment here.
No.
But there's some things to fix up.
I'm curious because I have not listened to your episodes on it only because I haven't played the game. I don't want to spoil it for me. I'm curious as to if it, the story-wise, or at least how... Enough story-wise.
Are we going to talk about Dead Space?
Yeah.
Are we about to talk about Dead Space?
Yeah! Is Dead Space kind of what Doom 3 could have been, without spoilers?
Okay, well, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. I was holding myself back. I was trying really hard. But I guess kind of, like, with Dead Space, the overall vibe is you have arrived on the scene right after a horrific, hard-to-comprehend, semi-supernatural, somewhat sci-fi thing has, like, devastated this area. So, like, there's definitely a comparison to be made with Doom 3 there, because it's pretty similar. I would even argue Doom 3, you're, like, in the middle of shit falling apart in some spots, which is, like, some parts of the Dead Space series. I won't spoil which parts, but... So, it kind of, there's... God damn it. You're making me like Doom 3 more by putting it next to Dead Space and being like, I guess... Yeah, I think it should have committed more to that, too. But then it definitely would not be Doom.
Yeah.
If it had just fully got its weight behind being a sci-fi horror game, and you kind of left behind the action or toned it down some more, this could have been Dead Space before Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
Very fucked up for me to say that. But, yeah. Yeah, it absolutely could have been. Give it a map, or give it some easy way for you to know where you're supposed to go. Yeah, because Dead Space even has the text logs and audio logs, although they're not necessary to progress. But yeah, go play Dead Space, man.
Okay, look, it's on my... I'm playing it in October. Do I play the remaster or the original?
Oh, both. You gotta play 1, 2, 3... Then you play the on-the-rails exclusive Wii shooter Dead Space Extraction.
Okay.
Then you play the DLC console exclusive Dead Space 2 Severed. Uh-huh. Then you play Dead Space Ignition, which I don't know where that falls, but that's a puzzle game.
Oh.
Then you play the mobile game.
Uh-huh.
And then you read the book Dead Space Martyr.
Uh-huh.
Then you watch the first movie and then the second movie, and then you play the remake.
Right, okay, I'll make sure to do that.
And then you watch Doom the movie,
yes.
2005, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Aomer.
Uh-huh, okay.
Which, I'll be honest, when I was playing this game, I ashamedly was like, oh my god, it's... Because it's, Pinkies are still in this, right? It's
yes.
The fucked up dog... Yep. Kind of thing. Have you watched the Doom movie?
I have not.
The pinky from this game is in that movie.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh hey, it's just like the movie, which is not what you want to hear.
No.
You never want to be compared to the Dwayne The Rock Johnson Doom movie.
No.
It's not good. It's never a good thing.
No.
Don't know where I was going with all this. Or maybe you were going
I don't know where I was going with anything. I'm just here to sit and bitch about turkey puncher. No, super turbo turkey puncher free.
I have one last controversial question I can ask you.
I'm ready. Hit me.
And I don't even know if this is controversial. Atmospherically speaking, which of these three categories did you find more fulfilling or fun? Entirely industrial sci-fi spots? The spots where hell is bleeding into reality and meshing with the industrial sciencey stuff? Or just straight up when you're in hell?
Hated hell.
Okay. Hell is not... Okay, not even in the running.
No, did not, like, I... No, I did not really find hell that atmospheric or anything at all. It reminded me of the whatever the fuck it's called at the end of Half-Life. All that bullfuckery. I didn't really... Floating platforms and everything was glowing red and... Got away.
But what about the limbless torso that's thrashing around on the wall at that one point?
I mean, it's cool, but it's not like one thrashing torso and a couple of other bodies hanging from the ceiling doesn't an atmospheric area make.
Wow, you thought it was cool? I shook my head and nodded sadly. To let everyone know that I disagreed with what I was seeing.
Okay. With the hell bleeding in, I thought it was cool, but I wish they had picked brighter reds and just more vibrant colors than shit brown, because some of the places where it was actual bone and things like that, or like the spinal looking spots,
yeah.
There were some very cool areas, but the colors I wish were brighter, because it just, I'm not gonna lie, some of the really fleshy bits were so brown they just looked like giant turds, and it took me out of the moment.
I don't know if you can say that on here. I think you just got our episode taken down.
Oh no.
No, it's okay. You definitely said worse on this episode.
You should know this, inviting me onto one of these. This is a given.
It's totally fine.
It was gross, but not like the right kind of gross, if that makes any kind of sense.
I think it does.
It was cool. It was very cool, but it just, for me, I have to say, just going through the facility itself and seeing areas that were sort of broken down, or the flickering lights and seeing the machines going or lights suddenly going out, or like that got, I enjoyed that more atmospherically than anything else.
Yeah, but what about the badass magma fall? You can't really call it a waterfall. Yeah, I'm split, because on one hand I'm a simpleton and I see like the floor open up and there's magma and I go, wait a second, aren't we on Mars? How come I'm seeing badass lava and magma and stuff, and the metal like spine thing going across the wall, and like, oh, there's random flesh growths, and I think, wow, this is pretty badass. But then my soul yearns for the hum of the server room and the dark hallways and stuff. So
what's your thoughts on the fact that you go out onto the surface on Mars in a short sleeve suit of armor?
I didn't even think about my sleeves, but you're right. I think it's cool, and I think they were brave to do it, and I think more sci-fi settings should have the gall to have you go out in short sleeves out on Mars.
Sun's out, guns out, boys.
Yeah, come on. I'm working on my tan here, and my skin is boiling. Or whatever happens when you go on Mars. I'm sure something horrendously fucked would happen if your skin was exposed.
So now you've got to remember, the floors open up, you're looking at magma. And, you know, your arms are just out. How are you not boiling or anything? How is just a little helmet giving? I don't... See, I start thinking about the logistics and the logics of things, and I'm like, I'm gone, I'm out. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Well, the game does occasionally make me feel like a badass. That is another little nugget of fun that I have with yeah. it. Like, I would say 80% of the time, I'm going, Soul Cube, save me. This shit is... this is ass. I want to stop fighting. But then, like, yeah, let's fucking roll up our sleeves. I'm gonna... Oh, I one-shot killed that imp. Fuck you, buddy. I'm gunning down spiders. I'm gonna stare at lava for a while. I'm gonna dip my finger in it and not get instantly killed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes me feel kind of like I'm on a metal album cover.
Mm.
And then I get reality checked by Tentacle Guy.
Yeah, it definitely has those badass moments. I think that was like one of the first things I realized when you have to go out onto the surface of Mars to cross into the next facility over right at the start. And I go out there and I look down, I'm looking at my arms, I'm going, hang on a minute.
I didn't even think about it until you just mentioned it. It took me a while to even realize I had limited oxygen too. I was out for a little stroll. I was having fun. I'm sure they'll change that in the remake.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be a nice 30-minute cutscene of, what do we call this guy? Is he Doom Marine?
I think he's just the Marine, I think.
The Marine, okay. Did yeah. he ever explain why he is able to get that one power up and rip things apart with his bare hands?
I don't know, I think because he just touched it and he went a bit crazy for a second.
Okay, this is, I'm sure, like, you know, if some Doom enthusiast happens across this episode and wants to lore dump on us, please track me down. Your best bet's probably tracking me down on Twitch and then going to the Discord or something. I don't know. I'm not going on Twitter anymore. That's a hell site.
Yeah.
More so than Doom.
Yeah.
Please give us the logistics on how the Marine is able to rip everything in half with his bare hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please tell us how we are wrong. One and
I would love that. Well, Mac, do you have any other things to say about this lovely game?
A couple of other points as to why it's not a Doom game. Because you're not playing as the Doom guy or the Doom Marine or whatever you want to call him. There is no pet rabbit, and I don't want to be playing a game where I'm not a descendant of Commander Keen. So... No, Doom 3, I stand by originally what I said. It's a good game. It's a game, I don't know if I'd necessarily recommend it to people. Part of me wants to. If you've never played a Doom game before in your life, I would maybe recommend it because you don't have that expectation of what a Doom game is going into it. I would just give it to someone and I'd like Sharpie over Doom 3 and I'd write something completely random. I would write Super Turbo Turkey Puncher 3, and I'd give it to them and tell them to enjoy it. I think that's how you enjoy it. Someone who's had no experience with the Doom franchise.
You know what's absolutely fucked? This is the first Doom game that I played. Not the first one that I finished, but I tried playing this, I think, on console when I was a young warthog, and I was too scared. I was like, oh my god, is this what Doom is? This is too scary for me. And then I went to play other dumb shit.
I do know someone who had a similar experience to you. The Doom 3 was their first game, and they played it, and they were scary, and they loved it. And then they went into Doom, I think, 2016, expecting a game like Doom 3, and it didn't happen, and they were surprised. So there are people out there like that. No, I don't know where I sit at the end of the day when it comes to Doom 3. I think I sit in that middle. I see where the pros, I see the cons. I don't see it as a Doom game.
Yeah, it's very much it's going to be... Your experience is going to be painted by your expectations, your experiences with the, like, horror genre and FPS genre. I honestly... I don't know who I would recommend this game to, except people who are interested in talking about it afterwards. I don't know if I would play this game just to have fun.
No.
Which, like, is a pretty big hit against a game. But it's an interesting experience.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're right. It's a game that I would recommend to have a conversation and to think about it.
Can you imagine having a conversation about this game?
No. No, I don't know who in their right mind would want to do that.
Probably not worth the time, or even to listen to one.
Oh, that's God. Kinda, oh, that's even messed up than listening to people talk about it. I mean, well, to being the person talking about it is to listen to people talk about it. Wow. Touch grass.
Wow, okay. Well, anyway. do you have anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I sometimes stream on Twitch at TrashMac. I say sometimes. I regularly stream on Twitch as TrashMac. I play Dwarf Fortress and Boomer Shooters and swear a lot. That's me. Hi. Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good plug. I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. That is what you're doing. I'm trying to plant the seeds of Timberborn in your brain.
I have so many people attempting to plant different sorts of, like, you should play this. Why haven't we should play this again? We should just... Oh my God.
And here I fucking made you play this game. I put a gun to your head and I said you must play Doom 3. Betruger is... he's forcing me to force you to do this.
You're getting possessed by the guardian of Betruger.
Yeah, my hair is falling out. I'm becoming very lumpy and 2004 graphics-y.
Very pale. Very, very pale.
Oh, I already have.
Even more pale.
Oh my God. Alright. Mac, can you say the line?
Absolutely, bloody lootly, I can. NPC later.